Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We all have a creational natural sense to belong. I mean, belonging, to have security, support, joined to another, like marriage, or family, or a group of friends that defines your identity, that you belong. You know, one of the many sad ironies in our modern world that although people can connect to others more than ever, never has there been so many people that live in loneliness, isolation, depression, and mental afflictions. We all have a desperate need to be loved, to belong. And Satan will press hard, as you've heard, seeking someone to devour. That temptations. And instead of belonging in a marriage, that there's someone else who might meet my needs and love me more, listen better, care for me. Instead of belonging in a family, you're better off on your own without backward parents. You know, Satan and his minions will work tirelessly, 24/7. Your adversary never takes a day off as they work to destroy where you belong, as in a marriage, as in your family, in the church. I mean, after all, what's a little harm in conversation with another woman? What's the harm in clicking on an image, you know, or respond to a message? What's the harm in missing church for a little while? We all think that some of our sins, we all have pet sins, that harm us, that a little immoral pleasure. I mean, even being so busy to not have time to do the things that you should, or just wandering away from things from where you belong, are not harmless. That the devil is tame, not a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. You know, spiritual warfare, it's all around you. It's simply the daily life of the Christian. A repentant life, dwelling in his word amid struggles to live as his child, of setting one's will to do better, asking God for forgiveness, help. And Satan and his demons are always prowling, always strategizing, laying traps. Their goal to make us to fear, love, and trust in you and things to satisfy your longing rather than God. And thus St. Peter admonishes you, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, cast your cares upon him, be sober, be vigilant, resist the devil and his lies, that nothing has befallen you that is not common to man. The same sufferings, the same temptations are experienced by your brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. So yes, you've been stupid, you've been wasteful, selfish, craven, and bitter, and proud, and resentful. And you don't deserve God's love, but he gives it away. You aren't worth what he paid, but he paid it anyway. And even gives you all the inheritance. So repent and believe. God has called you through the waters of holy baptism, as today with Kyla. He's called you through the waters of holy baptism that your life is not your own. You belong to him. In the parable, tax collectors, sinners drew near to Jesus. The Pharisees and the scribes complained, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." For Jesus seeks the lost. He has come to save the unsavory. I mean, all are lost because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But that doesn't stop Christ from seeking them and offering them forgiveness. God finds them, his sons, mingling with pigs covered in mud. He finds us starving and desperate for the worthless pods that Satan feeds his demons. He comes promising that he will take away all the abuse and punishment that we have earned upon himself. He welcomes sinners home as we belong in his family. The Father's statement, "Your brother was dead and is alive. He is lost and is found." The parable is the essence of faith. Our Father's grace, he has compassion. He forgives trespasses in the sacrifice of his Son, that you unworthy children are received and feast. You belong in your Father's house. But look, like the other brother, the older brother, being faithful, responsible, your duty, you are properly come here. And we aren't wasteful in our lives and of our Father's goods with prostitutes. We're striving to be faithful to God's word and promises. And in a similar way, we are tempted to look at the sad, excessive lives of rich and famous and be jealous of their wealth and luxuries and fame. And we barely notice how sad and unhappy they are. I mean, repent. This is simply lust for things that don't satisfy. Be jealous of no man. And stop your sinful pride and longing for things that rob you of rejoicing with your brothers and sisters in the things of your Father. The Son sinfully did not see. You probably couldn't convince him that he belongs with his Father. I mean, he took hard life's lessons, hurting parents. What struggle some have. Your Father never gives up hope for our wayward adult children or loved ones. Pray. Cling to the central reality that of Christianity, that Christ receives and eats with sinners, eager to welcome them back and fully forgive the repentant. Hand those you love over to God in prayer. He loves them more than you do. Casting all your anxieties upon him, for he cares for you. You belong in a family, served by his faithful shepherds. You belong where his truth is taught in doctrinal purity and the sacraments administered rightly according to Scripture. You belong where Jesus, this man, receives sinners. The failures, the broken, the weak, the hurting, you prodigal children, sinners all, and eats with them this day. You belong as Kyla. As he baptizes, makes you his children, he makes you holy. You belong in unending communion with your Father in the courts of your Father's house. You belong in a kingdom without end. You belong here, for you belong to him. In the name of Jesus, amen.